DJ's Boo is officially here. You can't just walk down the streets and down the road without anybody noticing. I was like, I'm not too sure if people will actually recognize, but even your walk people know that's definitely DJ. There's only one kiss in South Africa, that's DJ's with this one. Thank you for joining us on Rise FM. It's good to see you.
Thank you. I'm humble. Thank you very much. It's good to be back here at home. It's memories.
Memories?
Yeah.
I used to do the morning show. Yes, the breakfast, that other breakfast show. Very disruptive.
It was a lot of noise. Yeah.
Very disruptive.
We had a lot of fun.
Are you jealous of the young ones making magic in the music industry for you to officially make a return after a whole 10 years?
Huh? I'm very proud of them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I also contributed in the culture.
I opened doors
for a lot of the young people.
Yeah.
And I think even Namanj, I'm not competing. I'm making grown folk music. It's grown folk music, mature music.
Yeah.
And I'm also not making music to try and make it. You know, when you are young, it's your bread and butter. Because your career breaks and this is all you do. Mm-hmm. And the type of music you make in the studio, you've got pressure to always deliver hits.
Yeah.
But when you are at our age, usukhulile and usebenzile nezinye izinto ukuthi wenza ngazo imali, you're making money elsewhere. So music is pretty much for the passion. The subject matter changes. You pretty much do what you love doing. And I'm also releasing a book. I mean, I'm in real estate, I'm in manufacturing, I'm doing energy, I'm doing all sorts of different things.
Okay.
So music is pretty much for the fun, and I'm just proud of what young people are doing.
They're doing really amazing stuff. I see you're also going to be tapping into piano as well. You spoke about a book, but we wanted to go on to the EPs that you're currently releasing and coming back with. Two EPs. Why two EPs? Couldn't it just been one EP?
Jeez, man, like somebody who disappears for 10 years.
Yeah.
I can't just disappear for 10 years and not come back and give people at least enough music.
Yeah.
You know? I treat music like a product.
Uh-huh.
If you're in manufacturing, like right now, Mofaya, we started with one flavor, right? I've got about 13 flavors. I just released my 13th flavor last month, my Vita C flavor. It's a 13th product. So when you look at your product category, even when you're speaking to clients, your clients prefer the ones that are selling the most. They will try out others, but they prefer the ones where they're making the most money because they're selling a lot of that product.
Okay.
So when I'm approaching music right now, my genre of choice is house music. I love house music.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm delivering my ordinary audiences and myself, I love house music. I'm mm-hmm. delivering house.
Mm-hmm.
But then I do consider that there's a new generation that does not know me as somebody who makes music. They see Mr. Mofaya, or they just see Rasta, you know? So you also want to have a certain product that caters for that market, even though it's not your primary product that you are selling.
Uh-huh.
What you're selling is the house, but you also want to make sure that you cater for that audience. That's what I'm doing, basically.
Let's talk about the whole project altogether, the two EPs and the book. Why all of that at once?
The WP is something you can call a mixtape.
A mixtape is
very easy listening, very short.
Yeah.
It'll take you anything between 20 to 30 minutes to listen to the whole thing. It's dropping this Friday, or the 5th of December.
Nice.
That's chapter one.
Nice.
Chapter two, I'm going to drop it on the 16th of December.
Mm-hmm.
That's also still a mixtape. Why a mixtape? Because it's not necessarily a full body of work like an album.
Uh-huh.
A proper full album, I'm going to drop it on the 27th of February. That's going to come out with
the album.
The
album also coming?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice.
That's the album where one song is like 4 to 6 to 7 minutes, and then you've got like 10 of those. That's the full album. Can you imagine this EP that I'm releasing, each song is like 2 minutes. So
okay.
I'm pretty much giving them Martin, give them something to talk about.
Okay,
and just build the momentum towards the album. That's what I'm doing.
Are you telling me the songs that are going to be on your album are going to be much longer than the ones that are available on your EP?
Yeah, the EP songs are shorter. The EP songs are different from what's going to be on the album. There will not be even a single song that is on the EP that will be on the album, no. The album has got big features.
Yeah.
The album I've been working on for quite some time. The EP is just to keep people talking, to give my audiences music, at the same time to sort of build some sort of hype towards the full album and a book. I have not put out a book since 2018. I've got 3 best-selling books. My 4th book is coming out. It's going to be a bestseller as well, of course.
Yeah.
Been speaking to different distributors, exclusive books. I already have big orders. That's why I already know it's going to be a bestseller.
Nice, yeah.
So the book is going to come out with the music.
Uh-huh.
But what I love about the music, for anybody who knows, who's participated in the music industry or in the media space, you would know that a lot of brands push their products or their brands through music. So that's exactly what I'm doing. Because I know music, for me, it comes secondhand. It's something I've done before. I'm going to use the music to push my other products. I mean, I'm in land, I'm in real estate, I'm in manufacturing, as I did tell you. So it's easier to market other things when you are relevant in music and events.
What's the book about? Born for Purpose.
The book is called Born for Purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an intentional book where a lot of people don't know a lot of the things that I did behind the scenes. They don't know, why did we release Zahara the way we did? What happened internally with Zahara's contractual obligations?
Who's we? When you say, why did we release, is it the record label?
The record label, okay. Yeah, TS Records. Okay. So I tell my story of how we started TS Records, how we became successful, how we built Brand Dash, May So Rest in Peace, how we worked with Mzega Zega, Prohit, Ntlantlangiza, you name them. Our music career was very intentional. Everything was about purpose.
Yeah.
My name is Ngusbusi, so you know, I'm blessed to become a blessing. So everything that I do is intentional. It's pretty much purpose driven. I've done a lot of work where the books that I've written have always been about purpose, about sharing knowledge and inspiring other children. People who've been following my work for quite some time, they'll tell you that I've always been about inspiration. I'm inspired so much by other people that in my content it comes out a lot to go to, I'm about inspiring other children. So the book is the same thing. It's about inspiring other children, but it's also about so the book is Born for Purpose, and the subtitle is Becoming Wenkosi, Becoming a King.
There's that too.
So other people are like, so shang a double barrel sene manje. What's going on?
It happened too soon after that court ruling, but yes.
Sorry, I missed
too
that.
Soon after.
Oh, soon
the
after
court
which court ruling?
I missed taking their women's surnames and too soon after that. Yes, please explain.
So mina ngifake nepandla. I had to work. I've been going through my own spiritual journey for quite some time.
Yeah.
People know.
Yeah.
Those who know. People who go through spiritual journeys themselves or who've been through spiritual journeys know. People who've grown up, I mean, I remember when I was young, I never understood why Sam Shilo wasego umbazi mashilo, why Pop Mapena saka ukhumotso mapena, why usilo make saka usilo make kancube. Why, you know, but as you get older, you get to understand, people get more in touch with their roots, they get to learn who they are, they go back to connecting with their real selves, and that's exactly what's been happening with me.
A lot of unanswered questions in the book coming out. It sounds like, I mean, you're touching on some artists. Zahara and the likes. I'm like, there must have been questions you've avoided during interviews. And you're like, okay, maybe this is the time to share.
To address properly in a book, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I've done. So everything that people might have not have understood, it is all in the book. It's got to be a great book, dope book. It's inspirational. It gets you, it gives you a front row seat into understanding our mindset when we're doing the things that we're doing. When I was building Massive Metro, when I was working here, I do write about Rise FM as well, my experiences here. I write about Vuma FM, my experiences there at YFM, Ukozi FM, Metro. Now I'm on 2000. I write about that as well. I write about my growing my hair, my hugging trees and walking barefoot, my exploring my spiritual journey, my becoming more older and more in touch with local brands, and you know, focusing more on generational wealth and encouraging other children to focus more on ownership, starting our own businesses. You know, as my mindset changes and as I get older and I evolve in life, I've done so many things that other people might not understand from the outside. But this book gives a front row seat into understanding why I took certain decisions that I did take.
You've done so much, and coming back doing a lot more over what you've already done successfully too, I must say. I mean, you touched on hits, classics. You've had a couple of people that are still debating Remember When It Rained and the feature with Zahar.
It's not a couple. I've had a lot of hits, guys,
right?
Please. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No,
yeah, you better put some respect on my name. I'm looking at a couple of times. Yeah.
Okay.
You know how many
awards
I have? Come on, guys. Sometimes young people need to be told the truth, because sometimes when a lie is told so many times repetitively, it ends up becoming the
truth. What's the lie in this case, boo?
The lie in this case is you saying, I've got a couple of hits, I've got
a lot of
hits. A
couple is more than one, so you prefer a lot of a couple of people is a number of people. Ask about the number. I've got your numbers, but we're not going to go there.
So you know what Prokit
said? Try to get cheeky with me. Yes.
Do you know what Prokit said?
Yeah,
he once said, hey, Tineti Ezi lama awat ngeldala maninga kwanas ngaldala ngawi chairs.
Do you keep those awards? Do you keep those awards? You probably have a whole room for them.
I do, yeah. God has been great in my life. Yeah. I've got a memorabilia room. So I've got a lot of certificates, medals, awards. And I've been awarded in different, fields. In entrepreneurship, in philanthropy, in music, in presenting, So Unkulunkulu has been great in my life, so much so that I've got a lot of accolades. Yeah.
What do you think it is about you that makes everything you touch a success? Do you know what it is?
Igama lami nguSibusiso, ngibusisa abanye abantwana. So uma ngiphumelela, ngiphumelela nabantu abaningi. So it is God's duty to make me succeed, because when I succeed, I make others succeed.
And you do so by doing a lot of collaborations, which you doing with every project.
Yeah, I'm always collaboration over competition. I don't compete. Yeah. I'm inspired by others, and I love when people do well, and I love when people win. I want other people to win, just like this team of this t-shirt that I'm wearing.
Wow, we don't want to talk. Why are you talking about the t-shirt now?
Well, it's an
I'm going to So I've got your song Summertime. We're about to play it. I want to play a game with you after the song.
Okay.
Is that okay? You want to talk about Summertime?
Yeah, Summertime, beautiful song. I'm a father, I'm a girl father. Mm-hmm. And shout out to all our sisters and our women. I understand we are right in the middle of the 16 days of activism and violence against our women and sisters.
Yeah.
I didn't like the video that trended obviously over the weekend, because it sort of broke. Yes, it made the conversation louder. Yeah. But at the same time, it's happening at a time when we are celebrating you guys. We are coming out of the Purple March, that All Black March. So if you listen to the song, you can hear that this is a father speaking to his girl child. I'm also a girl child father. I'm a girl father, right? Okay. So I love my daughter so much so that when you listen to the song, you'll hear it's about a passionate father who's saying all these wonderful positive words, affirming their child in this life and this world that we're living in, all the positive things that a father can.
And reassurance, right? DJ Zboo, Summertime, yes, here it is. Who's on vocals here?
His name is Kay Williams. He lives in Santa. He's an American guy who fell in love with South Africa. He's bought a farm here. He's brought his whole family here. And he creates content all the time. He's not really a singer. He's a rapper. But he's also a YouTuber. He's an American guy who joined South Africa about after COVID. Then he moved here with his family.
Yeah.
So he's the guy who were messing around. And I just loved his voice. And I just loved his delivery. You know, we did some magical stuff together.
Does he do a lot of singing too? Or was he just trying out the singing?
He doesn't. He raps.
That's crazy.
He was messing around. And I heard his voice. What? I was like, what? I was like, come, let's try. He's like, nah, I don't sing. I'm like, no, Azam and daughter.
You're lying.
And then he delivered some amazing vocals. I did two other tracks with him. I've got three tracks with him on the album, yeah.
Yeah, just when you thought you revealed all your talents, and then someone takes it out of you, like, I can do this too. He's probably going to release an album.
He probably will, yeah.
Singing too, right? So we have a game for you.
Okay.
I don't know if you're a man who likes playing. Are you generally a big fan of games?
Not them Jolweni, but yeah, I do play games.
Not them Jolweni.
I don't play games, them Jolweni.
Yeah?
You know? I'm a grown folk, ni grot man, but in other things, yeah, I love playing.
What qualifies as a game, Mjolene?
What qualifies as a game is, stupid things like not being honest, lying, and coming up with little tricks. Song is jolile. Si awaz amanga, si awaz nani shashaya, si awaz nani ngabamba mafono. Just stop playing games. Please.
So you two have been dribbled?
Of course. Who hasn't been cheated on.
Yeah.
We've all been through this game, Yomjolo. You know, that's why now Solelo Munto right. You must just decide who to Munto Amilongzo Sokolela Nai, and then this is the person I settle with. Because hey, game Yomjolo, I night earring.
Checking your fingers.
My fingers.
Not there yet, yeah?
No, ring? Not yet.
No,
yeah.
Okay.
Unkulunkulu uzongibusisa kuzowenzakala
ngekwazi.
Kodwa nawe ngicela ukubona. Now you don't. Hey, guys. Iyithendala.
Moving right. Hey, ah.
Dallas,
yeah. Okay, so we've got a 60-second timer for you. We have a 60-second timer for you. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. They're pretty much general questions. I should have included some Jolo questions in there as well. But
okay, no problem.
It sounds like somebody recently hurt your feelings, so we're not going to
do that. No, I don't have a problem, no.
Yeah, you wouldn't
you
admit
on.
It anyway. It's fine. No, we can move on. It's fine. Okay. So timer's going in. Yeah. DJ Spoon, what's one word that describes your musical style?
Soulful.
Soulful it is. If you could collaborate with any artist, past or present, alive or gone, who would it be?
Locally or internationally?
Everywhere.
Ali Kat locally, Michael Jackson overseas.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, you're digging up Michael Jackson?
Yes, ma'am.
There you go.
The greatest, yeah.
What's your go-to guilty pleasure track?
My go-to guilty track? Sweetback, You Will Rise.
You Will Rise. Absolutely love it. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received? Not given, because you give a lot of advice.
Start now.
Start. Oh, nice. A la manja. Hang on to that one. If you could pick one superpower, what would it be?
Superpower? Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Shaga and intelligence.
Would that be a superpower?
Like Solomon, him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mal-
greatest
so, you,
king.
You, so never getting rid of your hair, I take it. No, you're not cutting off your hair anytime soon.
My hair, very good question, by the way.
Yeah.
The Bible has told us about people like you who are always trying to shasha us about gunding our hair. I might not gunda my hair forever until I rest. Or I might just gunda my hair next week. You never know. But manje no cha.
That's Solomon asking our question, answering our question. How do you stay grounded in the midst of all your success? The final question.
My mother.
Your mom?
May my father so rest in peace. Yeah. My stepfather who brought me up, Ntate Leope. May my biological father who gave birth to me, who sadly passed as well, may he so rest in peace.
Rest in peace, yeah.
Both my fathers are gone. So ngiselelo uma, my mother is my everything. I do everything that I do because of her. When I think of my mother and I think of her grandchild, my daughter, that's why I do what I do. Like they make everything to be okay. They make their hard work, their running around up and down, tour around with the criticism that one goes through. Yeah. The hard work that one puts in, they make everything okay.
What does your mom call you?
They also make
go
it high.
Don't hold it, ma. Go
okay, high. I'm gonna give you the name that she used to call me when I was a kid.
Pune. Pune.
Aye, Pune.
Pune.
P-U-N-I.
A Pune.
When I was a kid.
Pune.
Yeah.
When you're behaving, when you're not behaving, what did she call?
Sibusiso. Sibusiso. The full name. Yeah. Sibusiso. Then you know he's just Kezwana or
trouble,
something.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to jump into Wenkosi. We didn't touch on that and running out of time. Quickly take us through. Give us sensitive. Like,
yes, ma'am.
You're very touchy. So, Wenkosi, giving you all the time in the world. Please take us through that journey.
Yes, ma'am. So when people go through that journey, some of you guys would know. They would go double barrel. Abanye, they would drop the other surname. Maybe they'll just become a Sibusiso Nkosi and drop the Leope. But for me, in a form of dedication and paying tribute to my father who brought me up, although he was a stepfather, he stepped up when my biological father was not there. And he became the man that he became. Little did he know that he was raising a DJ Sibu, a boy who was going to become myself, right? Mm-hmm. And I understand the talks that people have right now. But you know, I would never become a stepfather. I would never become a stepfather.
Oh, yeah.
I would never discourage anyone from loving an African child. So even if you step up to become a stepfather, you'll never know who you're bringing up. You're probably bringing up our future president in the country. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened to me. Mm-hmm. So when my father passed on, I decided I will keep the Leope surname. Mm-hmm. And even when he was in his deathbed in the hospital, he did tell me, which is what I've done over the past couple of years. And eventually, I'm just waiting for my new ID to come out, and then I'll be Sibusiso Leope Nkosi. So people choose. You can be Sibusiso Nkosi and drop the Leope surname. Name. You can be Sibusiso Leope Gankosi or Sibusiso Leope Nkosi, but I decided to be Sibusiso Leope Wenkosi.
Okay, got it. Yes, Andile. Yes. It's Andile in the background agreeing to this one.
So I'm a king, right?
Shout out to stepfathers stepping up. Thank you once again for joining us on The Best Street here on Rise FM.
The album drops next year, 27th of February.
Yeah.
The mixtape, it's a double mixtape, drops this Friday on the 5th of December.
Yeah.
And then the second chapter 2 drops on the 16th of December. Uh-huh. And then the full album with the book drops on the 27th of February next year. Thank you.
Busy man. Thank you. Thank you for coming through. February is my birthday month, so I'm getting something from you in February next year. Good to hear it. Putting the shades back on. DJ Sibu joining us
now.
On The Best Route with me, Lily Wakamakofa. Now, ladies are on standby. We've got your news, headlines, and sports coming through. No, Andile and Mahadeva, who is strutting her stuff. Honey, take your time with it. Andile, when else did you see DJ Sibu over here? You don't want to tell anything, hey, Ali,
no,
what have you heard? What
I haven't seen him in a long time, but listening to him, yes.
Right. You say you've been gone for musically for about 10 years, and for some people just feel like you've always been here, you're just here. So you saying, hey, he's coming back 10-year hiatus, we don't get it. We're just like, he's always been here as DJ Sibu. Are we ready, ladies?
Yeah, koni ngoma yakhe le ehlonisunyaka. Remember when?
And people wonder why it's raining in the whole province.
I
the beat. I even bought a CD of the song.
That was the only song that mattered. Matebe and Andile Kamithu, it's Wise FM. You're on the best route. Thank you so much for choosing us.